Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. Still ahead in the program, we're going to talk with Jerry Downs from the Courier-Journal about the auto industry, specifically Ford and the suppliers for Ford and other automotive plants in this region. We're also going to hear a report from Tracy Samilton of Michigan Radio regarding the creation of thousands of jobs, not only in the auto industry, but in the supplier industry as well, and the effect that's having on those industries. That's coming up shortly. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Eric Crawford from the Courier Journal about March Madness. UK, U of L, Murray State, Indiana, all still in the big dance, going to be playing this weekend. And Eric will talk about those games and others coming up a little later in the program. Right now, we're going to talk Frankfort and the Kentucky General Assembly with Kentucky Public Radio's Frankfort Bureau Chief Kenny Colston. Kenny, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
So are the lawmakers back in session today?
They did come in session today. The House actually had a kind of busy day. They passed the three road plan bills, obviously the transportation budget, that cabinet's budget. They passed the two-year road plan, and they passed a joint resolution, which has the effect of law, but basically that's the what's called the six-year plan. It's the other 4 years, and it's kind of the wish list of everybody, kind of gives them a blueprint for 2 years from now, what they want to do again. So the House passed all three of those bills and promptly sent them to the Senate and passed a few other small changes bills as well.
Now, this time of year, correct me if I'm wrong, but I assume there is a direct correlation between the amount of legislative business that gets accomplished and who's playing in the basketball tournament at a particular time.
You know, that's funny because it usually happens, but if you remember during the SEC tournament, we kind of made fun of, and a lot of people wrote stories about how Senator David Williams and a lot of the lawmakers were going down to New Orleans and weren't doing any business. Well, I think the lawmakers got a little offended at that because yesterday was one of the busiest days in Frankfort I've ever seen. I mean, we have a new cabinet secretary that's appointed. The U-Pike report comes out. The House passed, I think, some dozen bills. The Senate had their biggest agenda that they ever had yesterday, and you had Murray, you had more, you had Louisville, and you had Kentucky playing. So I think they got a little offended, you know, I guess a week ago when we were making fun of them. So they're kind of doing work now, although I will give you this point. One of the House lawmakers during debate today, when someone asked if they could ask him a question, did say, well, you know, my participation in this is contingent on when those basketball games start. So as long as you can get that question in before those games start at noon, I'll answer your question.
Well, the good news is the all the teams play tomorrow, so there could be some additional games, depending on how they do, there'll be some additional games during the week next week. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're correct. But the interesting thing is let's say all the Kentucky teams advance, which they can do. Sorry for Western Kentucky. Obviously, they've lost to Kentucky last night. But, you know, let's say Kentucky goes to Atlanta. You know, that's, I think, a Friday-Sunday matchup. But if Kentucky was to play on Thursday, that could absolutely wreck tomorrow next week's schedule, right when the Senate's taking up the budget. So you have a point. Basketball rules this time of year.
Well, it is what it is, I guess, as people say. But let's talk about some of the business that has been conducted. You mentioned the budget. Where does it stand now?
Well, the Senate has the budget in their hands. They've had it for about a week. They've had a lot of meetings, a few committee meetings, but nothing really publicly. I expect the Senate to pop out their changes to the budget this upcoming week. I don't know exactly what day. There's some confusion on how quickly the Senate will cobble together all those proposals, but it could be early this week. Senate leadership is meeting over the weekend to hammer out the final details of the budget. So I would expect the Senate to come out this week. We already know there will be changes. The question is, are there changes that the House can go with, or are they talking about monumental changes? And I would be surprised if they're monumental changes, because neither side is really acting like they're going to go into a special session, that they're going to have to stop the clocks or, you know, not be able to get this budget out on time. So I think you'll see the budget pop out of the Senate, you know, obviously this coming up week. You could have conference committee set up by Thursday or Friday, and, you know, they could work over the weekend, obviously basketball allowing. But, you know, going into that last week, conference could come together, and they actually pass a budget out on time that, you know, they don't have to worry about vetoes from the governor with, because they'll have time to override those vetoes.
And a couple of drug-related measures. Where do we stand on the pseudoephedrine regulation bill?
The pseudo bill will probably come up for a committee vote on Monday. The House Judiciary Committee has a special meeting planned. Obviously, that agenda has not been posted yet. That's what happened this week when the Senate Bill 2 came up. You know, it was kind of last minute, but they have it for upon adjournment on Monday, so that would be Monday evening. We're talking, 5, 6 o'clock. My expectation is with the changes that bill probably passes. House Speaker Greg Stumbo supports the bill. That's obviously a big hurdle you have to clear anytime you have a bill in the House. And, I think there will be some floor amendments that take away some of the restrictions, make it a little bit more relaxed, but I don't know that those amendments will pass. I think the bill that we saw come out of the Senate will basically pass the House. When it comes to the synthetic drug bill, I believe that'll pass the Senate. I don't see a lot of changes there. And really, the only other thing drug-related that we're looking at is House Bill 4, whether the Kentucky Medical Association and their lobbying efforts weakens that bill in the Senate or not.
Now, would the pseudoephedrine bill still require a prescription?
No. What the compromise on this PSE bill does is that it allows anybody over-the-counter to get 7.2 grams of pseudoephedrine containing medicine a month. You know, your Sudafed, your Mucinex, that's roughly 2 boxes. After that, you can go to a doctor. If you need more than that, let's say you have asthma or allergies, you can go to a doctor and a doctor can prescribe 7.5 grams a month. And so basically, what they're saying is that basically you can have, 4 boxes at a time, before, and it's a 24 gram annual limit. So basically they say, for the average person, this will give you 4 or 5 boxes a year. This will take care of 2 boxes in the springtime, 2 boxes in the fall where everybody gets their stuffy nose. And then if you, have a long-term, if you're taking it for maintenance, for symptoms related to asthma or allergies, the doctor's prescription will allow you to take the lower dosage pills all year long. Without, you'd have to see a doctor, but it would allow you to get those prescriptions all year long.
And you mentioned the synthetic drug crackdown. Are we talking about the so-called bath salts and that sort of thing?
That's exactly what we're talking about. And the legislature has passed one of these bills every session. And what they're doing now is that they're basically saying, listen, you all change these chemical compounds and these names faster than we meet every year. So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to attack the compounds. That's what we're going to do. If you change this drug or if you simulate this effect of, let's say marijuana or cocaine or something like that, it is still the same offense. We're not attacking individual drugs now. We are going after the chemical compounds, and then that way it doesn't matter how you change it chemically or if you change its name. If we catch you, you're in trouble.
Sounds like some really nasty stuff, the bath salts. There's really been a lot of horror stories coming out of, the abuse of the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just insane. The Representative John Tilley, who has shown videos of just it looks like 18-year-old kids who are just out of their mind. I mean, just laughing hysterically 1 minute and then having the most confused look, scared look on their faces. I mean, the testimony and everything else on this, it's been wild. It is quite crazy. And in some cases, apparently, you can just walk into your neighborhood convenience store and buy these things. So that's what lawmakers want to do. They want to take that out. They're going after some of these convenience stores who sell these things, and they're really saying, you know what, we're tired of these little fixes. We're going all in on ending this problem.
On another topic, there's been a lot of wrangling over the possible addition of the University of Pikeville to the state university system. Where does that stand?
Well, that bill has been changed to more of a scholarship program for those in eastern Kentucky that, college juniors or seniors who probably have gone through 2 years of community college can go to UPike, go to the University of the Cumberlands, any of those private colleges or any of the public partnerships that Morehead or Eastern Kentucky has, and finish their get a four-year bachelor's degree. They get some scholarship money with that. Also, the UPike report that Governor Steve Beshear commissioned came out yesterday. It basically said, yes, making UPike a public school would obviously help raise education levels in that area, but the report said they didn't think it would raise it enough and that they would be better off collaborating more and doing the scholarship program like the UPike bill now does. Of course, Speaker Stumbo ripped that proposal, says, you know, these people are from out of state. They don't know what goes on there. I live in that area, and UPike would do wonders. So basically, it's the second verse, same as the first, and they'll probably pass that scholarship bill out this session, and next session, the UPike discussion will probably come right back up.
Where are we on the session's timetable? Are we kind of nearing the end?
Yeah, well, I mean, Monday will be day 50, and that'll be basically 10 or 11 days. So there's a lot of issues we talk about every week, and those issues haven't passed both chambers in the same form. So, you know, they'll have to get the budget out. After they do the budget, if everything goes as planned, they'll probably have 3 or 4 days, just regular days, for them to try to hatch compromises on other bills, either these drug bills, the dropout age, numerous things that we've talked about. And then they'll go home for roughly, you know, 11 days, let the governor see what he vetoes, a line item in the budget or overall bills, and they'll come back for one day on April 12th and try to override those vetoes. So basically, I mean, we're down the last quarter, you know, we're down the stretch they come. So lawmakers are probably going to be scrambling. We'll have a busy next 2 weeks here.
Kenny Colston is the Frankfort Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. Kenny, thanks again for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.